All right, welcome to the show here. Welcome to our... I got to make sure that I got everything together here because... Yeah, I'm going to do this and this. Yesterday's podcast, if it sounded strange to you, audio, you weren't alone. It sounded fucked up to me, and I think what happened was, and I can tell you what happened. Number one thing that happened was that we did not run our Audacity program, which is our record program. So we had to strip the audio out of the video cast. And in so doing, it's already compressed. And that's not bad, you know. But you have to make sure that when you go from that already compressed and already gated audio, that when you go to record it for the audio-only side of the podcast, that you don't continue to process it. You don't add more processing. Now, I am absolutely positive that there wasn't any additional processing going on. When I say I'm absolutely positive, I know looking at the board, when I got in this morning, there was nothing there that indicated that there was any extra processing going on. But when I listen to it, it sounds like there is. You know, it really does, especially the fucking pre-show, which I can hear. I kept the fan on. You can listen, you know. I mean, this is extremely loud, but it's not... maybe it is. Maybe it is kind of crazy. It certainly sounded fucking crazy to me when I listened to the podcast yesterday. And I listened to the pre-show specifically so I could listen to that fan. The goddamn fan was like... So anyway, hi, everybody. You know, just sucking that fucking sound up. All right, so how are you guys doing? Good? I hope you are. I thank you all for your patience and many of the nice comments that I get on Facebook. You guys are the best. Thank you very much, and thank you for all of my BSPs. And Allie, if you're watching, looking forward to seeing you guys out here. I'm afraid, you know, like I say, our time is limited, you know, and starting in a couple of weeks, we're going to be pretty ass heavy and into the writing end of things. I've been... for our little TV project. I say our little TV project. I don't want to make a big thing out of it because you know what happens, man, is you know, by the way, Mo Collins, I've interviewed her on Science of the Funny, and I was also with her on F is for Family, and they just had her pilot was picked up by, not the pilot has been picked up. She's going to shoot what they call a pilot. And it looks like a really funny one, man. Mo plays an aunt, you know, sort of like a matriarchal, funny matriarchal character, and she's really good at that. So congratulations on that, Mo. And with any luck, you know, maybe I'll get, you know, another shot at it myself, but I don't know.
But I don't know, you know.
Because if all you care about in this world is fame and fortune, then you sweat every fucking pilot you make. But if what you care about is just doing some fun shit, then, you know, making a pilot can be fun. I mean, what the fuck, you know? You get paid for it. It's like a job, you know? And, the fuck is this fucked up movie? I just saw a really awesome, awesome little bit of documentary footage. I think it was the making of The Longest Day in the 60s. And which is a movie about D-Day, but it had an all-star cast, had a huge fucking cast. And I don't know. I think it. I can't be for sure that this is what it was about, but it was awesome to see the behind the scenes of this thing. First of all, right away you recognize that they shot this thing somewhere down. It looks to me like it's around Carlsbad or Del Mar, maybe, or maybe it's up near Huntington Beach because I could see this hydroelectric plant, I think, and. Anybody familiar with that kind of stretch of the Pacific, the coast here in Southern California? You know, you see those. There's one in Huntington Beach. There's another one, I think, down around Del Mar. I'm not sure. But anyway, that James Garner was being followed by this cameraman as he's talking to the director. He's talking to the special effects guys. It shows the special effects guys bearing these charges in the sand. You know, they're in these little steel cauldrons. And then they put them in sand, and then they bury that sand, and they're This is all this preparation that's going on before they shoot this scene. And then Garner is in his wardrobe. He's dressed as an American officer of some kind, soldier, circa 1940s. And he's just trying to getting the feel of what's going to be happening. And he walks out to the ocean, and he's just splashing it, and then he just dives the fuck into the ocean, you know, and kind of comes out soaking goddamn wet. And the next thing you know, you see him laying on the sand smoking a cigarette because he's trying to get his wardrobe, his costume fucked up looking like, you know, he's been diving into sand all day. And then a crew guy comes along and drops a blanket on him because you can't have your stars cold, can you? But then James Coburn, another great kind of man's man actor, he's rapping to the director, and he's, you know, and then they all break for lunch, and they're having some big-ass fucking craft services lunch out there in the sand. It was just interesting to see the movie being shot, you know, in that period of time. There's not a lot of background. Well, there is. Starting in the 60s, they started to really document how they made a movie, you know. They didn't do it, I don't think, at all in the 30s or the 20s or the 40s. I mean, how often do you get to see... You see photographs, but you sure as shit don't see film from the actual creation of a movie in the 40s. That would be fucking fascinating to me, you know, just to look at it, you know. I saw one long shot of... It was like really well behind the set and well behind all the equipment. And it was a dance number, I think a Judy Garland dance number. But you can see the guys, you know, pushing the fucking dollies of cameras and shit and pulling lights in and everything as she's shooting this. Planned Parenthood arson investigation in where else? The fucking redneck capital of L.A., Thousand Fucking Oaks. What a bunch of fucking douchebags. Honest to fucking God. One of the things that is fucked Planned Parenthood all to hell is the fact that that fucking fetus that they showed, or that unborn child, whatever, was not the result of an abortion. It was the result of a miscarriage. However, it was the callous nature, I think, of the footage that got everybody pissed off, and it doesn't matter now. Because they say, you know, perception... is everything, man. Perception is everything. And if people perceive that to be an aborted fetus, then Jack, you fucked up. People are dumb? Of course they're dumb. Of course they're dumb. People are stupid. People are, you know, the average intelligence is somewhere around 12, 13 years of age. But you got to deal with that. You have to deal with that. All right. How about that, man? Jesus. We had a refinery explosion in Torrance. That's fucked. Check this shit out, man. ExxonMobil refinery down in Torrance. That's right off the 405 there, I think. That truck got caved in. But this is the Chemical Safety Board. Yeah, there's all kinds of fucking refineries down there. I'm surprised that it hasn't happened more often. To be perfectly honest with you. Thanks, Rick. Rick Garcia. Oops. Yeah. Oh, what happened? Oh, I fucked up, man. I changed the channel on Rick. There he is. CBS 2 News. Coming up, morning sickness help. Private email scandal. Good Christ. This fucking email thing, man. So she was getting official email on a private server, and this is an issue that I can guarantee you most people don't fucking understand, but the Tea Party has grabbed a hold of this motherfucker and just run with it. And, you know, can I ask a question here at this particular juncture? And I don't mean to be a complete asshole, but I guess I'll sound like one. Boehner, John Boehner? I commend his courage in, I won't call it courage. I commend him being forthright and stating the obvious about the crazies and the fringe in the Republican Party. And the same thing with Peter King. But my question is, how come these motherfuckers couldn't have done it a little bit sooner? You know, what the fuck are you waiting for, man? You don't come out, Phil, and criticize your own party. Well, why the fuck not? If they're causing those kinds of problems that you find so significant that upon your resignation, at least in part because of these people, you go public with what these people had done. But you didn't say anything when you were the speaker, man. You didn't say shit. So you're, you know, dude, you're a day late and a fucking dollar short on that motherfucker. And the same thing with that Cantor. Eric Cantor, the perception of Eric Cantor was that he was one of the fucking Tea Party. You know, you have no idea, man. That motherfucker. So he, Cantor comes out, he says the same thing in a New York Times editorial. And you're going, well, where the hell were you guys? What the fuck were you? Now you're telling us? Jesus Christ. Do you understand, motherfucker, that this country has been struggling and you fucking chicken shit motherfuckers didn't say anything? I mean, you, King, and you, Boehner, and you, Cantor, good for you that you're finally being forthcoming about all this. The fucking country has been going through this gridlock fucking ideological battle upstairs there in Washington. Fucking Twitter feuds of these goddamn radical motherfuckers who are about as dumb as they are fucking extreme. And you guys don't say shit. You don't say shit until Boehner gets his ass bounced out of there. What, is that when it finally occurred to you? Bullshit. I don't buy it, man. No way, no. Mm-mm. No. Ain't buying it. Okay, here we go. Government shutdown. Here you go. Oh, averted. Was that right? How the fuck was that averted? Somebody finally got pull their head out of their fucking ass on that? Government shutdown averted because all of a sudden people thought, you know, we do have a responsibility to the American people to keep the fucking goods and services and all that good shit moving along. And what did they do? Did they defund Planned Parenthood? Is that it? Hey, by the way, Tea Party. Here's your boy, Putin. I know you're all in love with this motherfucker. Well, the people that he's bombing, those are U.S.-backed rebels. U.S.-backed rebels. So I hope you're fucking happy with that shit. Maybe Larry Grover will come on and say something about that, although I doubt it. All right. Please allow me to introduce myself. All right, here we go. Long, long time. Make damn sure the fire by the way, Alice and your husband Benmont, I'm glad you guys are safe there in wherever the fuck you are in the Caribbean, because they were down there I guess on vacation, and the goddamn, you know, you really got to watch that hurricane season shit, man. Hurricane season doesn't end until November, I think. And as much as the Caribbean may be, you know, I'm not a fan of the Caribbean, except for a couple of places. I love St. Vincent. That place will always be the best for me. What's the Cayman Islands are okay. Those are kind of cool if you like to snorkel and all that shit. The rest of it you can keep. I could give a fuck, you know. And I say that, you know, with good reason. I find the service and the people down there to be really fucking unfriendly. You know, I don't give a fuck, you know, if it is the whole, you know, you're bummed out because I'm fucking like a representative of the white. Because black friends of mine have vacation in the Caribbean, and it's the exact same fucking reaction that I get from them. They don't like the people down there either. They're rude to black people from America for a different reason. You know, they're rude to fucking whites down there because the white represents just the prick that is sort of, you know, represents the fucking foot on the neck kind of thing. They don't want to, they're rude to the black tourists down there, American tourists, because I got to serve this white motherfucker. I'll be damned, I'm going to fucking wait on you, you know? Now, what the fuck is this? That kind of shit. So fuck the Caribbean is my official. I think there should be a tourist thing, you know, like Phil Hendry said, fuck the Caribbean, paid for by fuck the Caribbean. Fuck your Caribbean. I mean, I'm sorry, but I got good reason, man. I've been down there a lot of, you know, I've been down there lots, and I've given full advantage to whoever, whatever, to, you know, impress the fuck out of me. And other than, I highly recommend St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Highly. I'm not kidding you. Nice, goddamn people. Great people. Wonderful, nice people. St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And you fly into Miami, and then you, or I don't know, wherever, Atlanta. And then you take a, and then I believe you fly to Aruba, and then you take your hop, your little puddle jumper, I think, down to St. Vincent. I don't know. When I flew into St. Vincent, how many airports could they have in St. Vincent, right? I flew into a, I think they must have more than one, for Christ's sake. But the one that I flew into was right off of where we were staying, which is a place called Palm Island. Unbelievable, wonderful, wonderful. I recommend the shit out of this, a resort there on Palm Island, St. Vincent. And great time, snorkeling, unbelievable, all kinds of shit to do. It was sweet, man. Real sweet. Sweet Papa. All right, man. Probably won't be hearing much of me here. Those of you watching on Phil TV, you're good to go. But for those of you who are listening audio, there may be a little few dead air things happening here. just a heads up as I look into.
As I look into what I've got to do here. Yes. Ah, yes, I see.
What the fuck is this? Sorry. Oh, I don't want that, man. I want just generic. I want fucking country music, bitch. Where is it?
All right, hit it there, Billy. Yeah.
The midget came too. Came out into my house. Yeah. The midget came to my house. I tried to tell him to leave. He said he was just there to pick up some of your underwear.
Whatever. You know, Mr. Hendry, you want to make all kinds of jokes. That's fine. Whatever.
Okay, God damn it, I got one of my fucking nostrils is just jammed up. What the fuck? Must be an allergy or something. Lauren came back from the drugstore one day with this shit, you know, saline solution. You blast that stuff right up your nose. It's great if you don't mind just, well, forget it. I won't. I know many of you are probably eating your 24/7 Egg McMuffin. I got a midget. Let's see. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Okay. Here we are. Chef Carl Cedilia. Blow a fucking chipmunk. And now the Chef Carl Cedilia Show. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. What's this, man? Fuck it. Big John. I don't know, man. What is this?
No, I don't want to hurt you. I want to feed you, so go full.
All right, Chef, turn that down, bud.
This is the theme song.
Yeah, this is my theme song, Phil.
Great, great. Do you really want to hurt me?
Don't turn me down. Turn that fag down. I'm sorry. Turn the young man. What happened to it?
It's only about 30 seconds of it, Jack. Don't call me Jack. Yes, please turn that down, will you, Phil? God damn. God damn, dude. If it's love you want from me. Whoops, Bob Bacon. Here's Amber Lee. She's showing pictures of what happened. I'm sorry. Here's Amber Lee. She's showing pictures of the planet Earth.
This is the planet Earth. Oh, well, no, these are numbers. I don't know what they represent, but I'll get to it in a minute.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
In my heart, the fire's burning. So right over here. All of these numbers, and a really great thing, all of this is where we live. Look at it. See? Phil's there. And now look at all this. I what happened was someone dosed my coffee this morning with lysergic dilithiamide something or other. But all this shit I saw, and I said, well, Bob, put it on a screen so we can swoop it over America. See all the L's and the things? I just think it's neat. I think that's good. This is the coming thing, psychedelic art. Are you asking me, is it a weather map? I don't know, but I do know that these numbers here do represent, they go up and down and all around. Now, here is a beautiful relief map that I made this morning out of Plaster Paris. And there is Ventura, Calabasas, Moorpark, Valencia, Agua Dulce, huh? Huh? How about that, huh? Yeah. Oh, our time saver traffic. Excuse me, I didn't see that. Here's our time saver traffic.
The 101 southbound in Calabasas looks fucking great, Jack. There ain't any traffic, but you watch, some numbnut motherfucker will flip his car over, and the next thing you know, we're going to have ourselves a sig alert and a traffic jam there on the southbound 101 in Calabasas. Actually, that's Liberty Canyon, so we're just kind of now, yeah, we're coming up on Calabasas. There's a really good Jack in the Box. Oh, never mind. You can see there in the red. Hi, I'm back. Hi, it's Stephanie Simmons here. Look. Right. Okay, you were eating? The dump you took was pretty tough. Okay, I understand. Well, you're pregnant. Sorry you were late. You were in the bathroom. So what does it mean when it says two lanes blocked? There's two lanes blocked as opposed to one lane. All right, thank you. And that's a SIG alert. Camera 101, Caltrans. Pot sales in Oregon are way up, and people are dying from overdoses. New York Diesel, yeah, man. Look at that girl. Lady, don't sell weed to fat people. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but you're going to be smoking that shit, and then you're going to want to fucking, what do you want to call it? You know, have yourself a snack. Munchy up, man. In my heart, the fire's burning. Hey, look at that. There's Walter Matthau with blonde hair. Is that Walter Matthau? No Time for Sergeants? Wonder how Walter Matthau felt with Andy Griffith stealing the fucking movie. It is. It's Matthau. Smoking a cigarette, too. Oh, fuck. Dodger Blue is coming to town. Please tidy up the 7 train. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I would love to move back out to, just like the Mets will sweep the Dodgers. What is that supposed to mean? Oh, I dig. It's the two metro systems giving each other shit. Chef Carl Jadilia. Now, what is he going to be cooking? Let's see. D-O-D-E-D.
A Dodger Dan. A Dodger Dad. Dodger Dig. It's time for... Chef Carl Jadilia's World Series Chili. It's time for Chef Carl Jadilia's World Series Meat. World Series Burger. It's time for Chef Carl Jadilia's World Series Ribs. It's time for Chef Carl Jadilia's World Series Soup.
World Series Soup, huh?
That's right, World Series Soup. And this is great, Phil. It's a cream-based soup, and I am very much a believer in the cream-based soups, as you know. And
now, is there going to be any protein? You know, I'm not trying to...
Yes, of course there will be. World Series soup. And you put in some Dodger duck. Dodger duck. Now, this is Dodger duck, and what we do is we put it on the grill, we grill it, and we cover it with onions and honey. Beautiful thing.
Now, you have to get a duck.
You can get a chicken. It doesn't matter. We call it Dodger duck. Dodger duck is chicken. And you cook that up. You deep fry it. So that it's sealed in. The juices are sealed in. You understand? Then what you do is you jam it full of sour cream. And you let that sit and you deep fry that with the sour cream. So the sour cream is sealed in. And the meats of the Dodger duck...
Which is actually a chicken, right?
You can laugh all you want, General. It doesn't fucking face my ass at all, man.
Not at all, nigga. Not at all. Right. So that, Dean Wheeler is going to be rolling out theme music for the Hillary Clinton show. And then our final countdown guest of the show will be... Do you really want to hurt it? Do you really want... Ruben Ramon!
Hey, Phil, this is Ruben Ramon. Yes, Phil, this is Ruben Ramon Escobar. You know, I'm enjoying...
Well, Ted Bell, maybe Ted... Yeah, sure, Phil. Okay, thanks. Maybe Ted. Goddamn, man. Have no respect for me at all. Dr. Jim Sadler on how to keep cool. Dr. Jim Sadler on... Dr. Jim Sadler on... We did a thing here, man. That... Dr. Jim Sadler. All right. We're ready to go, man. And this is a post-roll. Okay.
Good morning, and this is Margaret Gray. Good morning, everyone. I wanted to just simply say to people, you know, I was supposed to sing a song this morning, Phil, but I didn't.
Not another fat kid. Oh, God, not another fat kid. They got another fat kid who's going to be doing a karaoke kind of a deal, man. As far as I'm concerned, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, man. All I got to do is get my mouth siren guy and we're ready to rock. I'm going to rock this bitch.
You really want to hurt me?
Drive away. Harley revving. Harley rumble. Harley rumble. Harley revving. Harley drive away. That's not on the phone, no, motherfuckers. I need a drive away that is phone drive away. Drive away. There we go. Oh, I know what that cat wanted to hear. He's right, man. Here we go. Yeah. Fuck. I got a fucking... Bink, bink, bink. Chef Carl Chedilia. All right, man, I'm ready. No, no problem here, man. No problem here, man. No problem here, man. No problem here. I got no fucking problem here, man. Right? Cool? Good? It's good. It's all good. It's all fucking good. It's all good. Oh, shit. I don't want to play that motherfucking thing. Going up on a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she chooses. All right, man, this is going to be great.
fuck out of here, dog.
I like having General Shaw introduce the show, not Margaret. He's got a much stronger... Sorry, Margaret.
Well, you know, that's all right. But it would have been nice to have told me...
Being told...
I'm sorry, told me...
What?
I came in and they said, I don't... You know, it doesn't matter to me.
All right, here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right, man, I'm good. Ready, set,